Thank you for joining us. The following program is presented by Rico Cortez.
GLC presents, brought to you by the donations of our faithful partners.
Shalom, welcome to Wisdom and Torah Ministries. My name is Rico Cortez, and I thank you for joining me today. Some of you already know my website, wisdomintorah.com, and there I hope that you can go and visit. We have a lot of exciting new things that we're doing on our website. And I also would like to remind you to always support GLC. You know, they're giving me an opportunity to be here and to minister to you. And I pray that you consider GLC and expressing to them how much you're grateful for what you're learning. Now, we are going to talk about linen in the Bible, in Scripture. Many of us, I've done this teaching before, but not concentrated only on linen. I've been talking about the frequencies of, you know, words, the frequency in the Hebrew language, the frequency of water, the frequency of everything, herbs. But I decided to do one on linen because linen is a garment or is a fabric that is used very much in Scripture. But we never really understand reasons why the creator of the universe wants to use those garments. And this is really important. So we have a greater understanding of his purpose. You know, as we study Scripture, we have to recognize that he is creator of all and that he knows what he's doing. But sometimes when you read the Scriptures, you don't understand why he's doing certain things. Why he tells you in a commandment, don't do that and do this. But then there are commandments that there's no explanations for. Example, the Nazarite vow. There's no explanation for why you have to do it. It tells you how to do it, but it tells you why. The red heifer. It tells you do it. It tells you the instructions how to do it, but not a reason why. And linen and wool, don't mix those two. This was written 4,000 years ago. So you would think, well, that was just maybe because of the Middle East. You know, that's what it was done for. But now we have different garments and we have different fabrics, which, by the way, we all have a problem with, because the whole system of the universe right now, the whole system of marketing and the whole system of dressing, they mix the garments. Okay, now, the Bible specifically talks about mixing two particular ones. Okay? It says, don't mix wool and linen. It's not talking about other garments. It's specifically about those two. Now, but it tells you not to mix the seed, not to mix other things also. But what is curious is that when you read that in the book of Leviticus, and then all of a sudden just jumps to other things, it leaves you like with a question mark. Why would the Creator, why would Yahweh don't want you to mix linen and wool? Why is that? Why is it that the tabernacle was surrounded by linen? Why were the priests wearing linen only? They have no shoes. They have to wear linen. You know, the underwear, the headgear, the head covering, the garments have to be linen. You know, there's the reasons why, but we never really study them because it's not into the 20th century or the 21st century that we have the capacity to do research on everything, find out the frequency of everything. So today I pray that you're blessed, because there are things in Scripture that as you move on and you're trying to find out, you're studying it, you question, why would I, how come I cannot do this? Why is Yahweh restoring ancient garments? Why is he, I'm trying to wear linen garments from here. My wife, before she, you know, she sleeps on her, you know, linen, you know, pajamas. You know, I sleep with linen pants. Why are we changing everything? Because we understand certain truth that Yahweh wants to protect us as he restores the kingdom. He's trying to restore the garment. I mean, the language. He's trying to restore the eating habits. He's trying to restore the culture. He's trying to restore the rules of the kingdom, and now he wants to dress you in his garments that he created so that the kingdom will be healthy above everybody else. Is it easy to do? No, because unfortunately, we got a problem. If you want to eat organic, you got to pay twice as much. Now, organic was the way Yahweh created it, everything with nothing added to it. But now, it takes harder work to do it organic, so you pay twice as much. You know, if you want to get linen garments, you got to pay twice as much. I mean, have you ever wondered why some of those older books last so long? Because a lot of them were made with hemp, the pages were made with hemp, which is basically a plant. Okay? Now, what's interesting is this Bible that I'm holding in my hand, the translation, you know, that I'm holding in my hand, you know, in 60, 70 years, it'll wear out. But if I make a Bible with hemp, it will last me for a long time. So there's something to the way Yahweh has done things that unfortunately we have removed ourselves from, that now we are lacking. Now we are lacking understanding. Let me give you another example. Why does Yahweh doesn't want you to eat pork? Because he tells you in the Bible, it is unclean to you. Don't even touch the carcass. Well, it's not until the 20th century when they begin to do research on this, they find out, because they're swine, all they do, they eat all the trash. They're the trash collectors of the earth. Okay? They eat everything. Just like the lobster and the shrimp and the crabs. All those things, they're basically the trash collectors of the bottom of the sea. You're eating the junk of the sea. You're eating the junk of the earth. So Yahweh, he wants to keep you healthy. He wants to keep you protected. He wants to keep you in a way that you are above and anybody else, that you're healthy. Why? Because he promised to us in Deuteronomy chapter 4, he told us, "Now, Israel, listen to the statutes and judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord Elohim of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take anything from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." Right? And then in verse 6 says, "Therefore, be careful to observe. Be careful to observe them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear of the statutes and say, 'Surely this great nation is wise and understanding. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it?'" Okay? "And the Lord Elohim is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him. And what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments, righteous judgments, as in all this law which I set before you today?" So therefore, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8 tells us that if we keep these commandments and the statutes, we will be a great nation, we will be a wise and understanding nation. So, you know, even the greatest, like for example, the people that are the great billionaires who are looking for anything they need, they'll tell you, if you need brains, go to Israel. You know, per capita, they got the highest level of learning. You know, why is that? Because we are built on biblical principles. So why are we unhealthy? Well, we are polluting the waters, we are polluting the food supply, we are polluting the soil, we are polluting and mixing of the garments, we are polluting everything. So therefore, now our bodies, which have a great capacity to basically live and adapt, not evolve, but adapt, because Yahweh created it that way, now it's getting to the point that it's no point of no return. The highest levels of cancers that we have as ever before is happening right now. We're supposed to be the most prosperous nation in the whole world, and now we are the sickest because we're eating the unclean, we are eating too much sugar, we're eating too much stuff. And again, so therefore, Yah tells us, you know, what to do, what to eat. In the Bible, you didn't eat sugar, you had honey, or you have date honey, okay? You didn't really have refined flours, you have whole wheat, stone grain wheat, which is low glycemic, which it takes longer for the body to break down, so therefore, you're not gonna get sick. I mean, there's so many things that we need to learn from Scripture. Unfortunately, you're looking at the Bibles of do's and don'ts. I look at this as the heart of the Creator, the heart of my King, who wants to help me be healthy so that I can reveal to the world how good, faithful, and just, and righteous my King is in the way he treats me and my family. All right? So let's go right into the teaching and talk about what is called the healing power of linen. And let's begin talking about, and we're going to take it slow, okay? I'm doing my best to slow down. For some of you, so I continue to email me and ask me to slow down. I'm going to slow down a little bit, okay? Because I think these teachings are important, and I want you to be benefit from it. OK? Okay? Now, here we go. Now, the healing power of linen, we're going to do a research on the healing properties of this particular fabric. So as we go to the screen, it will be great. So as we go to the screen there, we start to see. And let me go here real quick. Stay there. Whoops. There it is. I'm sorry. I got you now. I like to work with a lot of my tools because I like to share what I'm... That's the linen. That's the flax that you see. The linen. Linen is mentioned in the Bible, in the Torah and in the prophets and in the Renew Covenant, the first century writings, the Brit Hadashah, 90 times. In the Bible, the linen is a garments of royalty, garments of the angels, a garments of holiness, and the garments of the priests. And it's also the garments of the bride. Okay. Now, linen comes from a Hebrew word that means bad. It doesn't mean bad as, you know, like bad. You know, it means bad as linen. So you understand. It's a Hebrew word, bad, and it's two letters, bet and dalet. Now, when I go here, I want to show you something really interesting. When you go into Paleo Hebrew, what you're seeing on your screen now, I'm going to show you on your screen here really quickly right there in the top corner in my Bible program. I have another program that talks about Paleo Hebrew. And the Paleo Hebrew is ancient pictograph language. Now, it's trying to let you know what is the significance of that word. Okay, if you look right in here, you have those two letters. This is what the Hebrew word for linen looked like before the modern day letters that you just saw in the previous slide. That's the bet right there, and that's the dalet right there. This typifies a house. Bet typifies a house. And this one typifies a door. So when you read it, okay, it tells you that the representation of this word as a pictograph language is that the dalet is a picture of a door, and the other one represents the picture of the tent, the house. So the father of the tent often sat alone at the door of the tent. Okay, so therefore, the meaning of it is to do what? The door of the tent. So the word linen can also mean the door of the tent. That's really significant. Because as we continue to learn, and we continue to look into this stuff, we're going to realize that there are reasons why in Scripture Yahweh gives us instructions. He is the door of the tent, and He's trying to take care of His children. Leviticus 16, verse 4 says, "He shall put on linen, holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and he shall be girdled with linen girdle, and with the linen mitre, that's the head, the head covering that he wears for the day of Holy of Holies, shall be attired. These are holy garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water and so put them on." He's talking about the day of Yom Kippur. The day of Yom Kippur, when the high priest will have to immerse himself 5 times, and then he has to change his white linen garments in order for him to go into the holy place and then into the Holy of Holies. Now, as we continue to understand these principles, we know that he is trying to let us know that behind the linen, there is a very strong significance for us to wear it, so that the significance is that for us to be healthy. There's a prophetic picture in all this. Not only is the bride going to wear linen, not only are the angels of the Creator wearing linen, but why is it that the high priest needed to wear linen when he went into the Holy of Holies? Because he was trying to tell the priest, "I want to protect you when you come to my presence." Okay? Now, the high priest of Israel was protected from the electromagnetic charge coming from the Holy of Holies. In other words, people don't realize that the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant, was an electromagnetic frequency conductor. I mean, even the way it was made, I mean, engineers could look at it and go, "Wow, this is amazing, the way it's built." So therefore, I believe that's why the high priest have to come in white garments. Why? Because the linen absorbs your sweat. And if you're dealing with anything electromagnetic, and if you're dealing with electricity, you can get electrocuted. So therefore, now he needed to be grounded. That's why he went in barefooted. See, this is very, very, very significant. when he would go into the Holy Holies, he didn't have any metal. He was not wearing the choshen. He was not wearing the breastplate of the high priest. Only the garments did he go in with inside the Holy of Holies. So you have to ask yourself, why so many different rules? Because he created everything, and he wants to keep us protected no matter what. Why is the tabernacle of the wilderness covered with linen coverings around? It's 7.5 feet tall, 5 cubits tall, 5 cubits wide between column and column. So therefore, the height of the tabernacle walls of the outer court was 7.5 feet, 7 feet tall. Why is that? Why use linen? Because the tabernacle represents us. We are the Mishkan. We are the Mikdash. There's two Hebrew words for tabernacle. One is Mishkan, structure, and the other one is Mikdash, which is us, the body. Okay, we are, just like the tabernacle is covered with linen around it, white linen, so shall our bodies be covered with linen, because there was all about the presence of the God of Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, and how he wants to keep his holiness within us. So if everything is a type and shadow, the physical reflects the spiritual. So therefore, the Holy of Holies, that's where the presence, the Shekhinah of Yahweh dwell. So he wants his spirit to dwell within us. So why don't we take the time to begin to make changes? Now, it's a challenge, because I have a ministry, and you know, I don't have a fee to go speak places. I don't make millions here. Okay, I do this because I love the word of Yahweh, and he's my king, and he takes care of my needs, right? But linen right now, it's incredible how expensive it is. But let me give you a clue. You know, a lot of the thrift shops, believe it or not, a lot of the thrift shops, they sell linen. Sometimes you go in there, and linen garments people don't want, they sell them. I had a sister from California who went into a thrift shop, and they just delivered over like $1,000 worth of linen pants and shirts, brand new, with the ticket still on it, with everything, even the price, the original price, and she bought that for like $1, for $1.50, you know, for the combination of the pants and the shirt, and you know, and then she gave me some. She gave them to me as a gift, and I thought it was a great gift, because I want to start wearing linen, but it's so expensive. You know what I mean? So whatever it takes, you put your pride down, you go to a thrift shop, because you know that sometimes they have good stuff in there too. You know, but in this case, linen, whatever it takes. A lot of people don't use it, a lot of people don't want it, because they don't understand the incredible benefits of it, and I want to share that with you today. Okay? Let's continue. Where else in the Bible is the word linen found? Linen is the garment of angels. The garment of angels. Linen, the garment of angels. Revelation 15:6. The seven angels who had seven plagues came out clothed with pure, bright linen and wearing golden sashes around their breasts. Now, you got to understand something. This is very significant. Wait a minute. Where did they get the flax to get the linen? I mean, Yahweh is a creator of order. Where did the angels get the flax to get the linen? You know, if he created it for us and he created a plant, then where do they get the linen? Yeah, anyway, so that's only something for you to ponder in. Here we go. Garments of the righteous. Revelation 19. It tells us, let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. How do you make yourself ready? By doing this. And it was given to her that she would array herself in bright, pure, fine linen, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints. So now, linen in the physical represents your righteous acts. So now you're making a spiritual connection between the garments, the linen garments, and what it represents in your life. Did you just notice that? Is this making sense to you? Are you getting this? This is very important. I pray you're following me, because now he's trying to teach you something very significant. That when you look at linen, it typifies what the righteousness that the Creator desires that you live by, according to purity, perfection, frequency that is in tune with him, the frequency when you're with the Creator that brings you to complete healing. Now listen, many people preach about the Bible, about Scripture and all that. When you start getting into this stuff, people get really funny about it. oh, you know, that sounds weird. That sounds like witchcraft. That sounds like this. You know, the enemy did not create anything. The enemy did not create anything. The enemy profaned everything. So why don't we start taking those things back from the enemy and completely do what it was supposed to be done? Why is it that now it is twice as much for me to buy garments that is given by the earth, like flax, and which turns into linen? And now when you have polyester, you have lycra, you have some of the other garments that have no frequency whatsoever, it's easier for me to get than it is for me to get the ones that God says to do. Why is that all of a sudden everything switched? Everything godly is too expensive, and everything ungodly is cheap for you to acquire. There's something wrong here, you know? So I myself trying to make the effort to try and change, but it's not easy, you know? So I will continue to go to the thrift shops to see how much linen stuff I can find, okay? So let's move on. Exodus 26:1. Moreover, you shall make the tent with 10 curtains, fine twine linen, and blue and purple and scarlet and cherubim. With cherubim, the work of the skillful work, you shall make them. So now you know that linen was very much involved in what it was, the tent of meeting. Not only was the outer court of the tabernacle, but also the tent of meeting. Very significant. Now, what is the meaning of linen in the Bible? Holiness, righteousness, and separated from sin. That's basically the meaning spiritually of what linen really is. I'm trying to give you the biblical applications to linen, and then on the second part of the story and the study, we're going to go into the scientific research that they've done to show you. You know what's really sad? Let me stop here for a minute and tell you this. You know, I find it really sad in our spiritual life that I have to give you tongues and tongues and tongues of evidence through secular sources to prove that the word of Yahweh is true so that you may believe. I think that's sad. You know, that we have to do so much research, and I have to spend so much time researching this stuff out to show you and to prove to you to return to the Torah. To try to prove to you that the wisdom in the Torah, the five books of Moses, that Yahweh gave to Moses for the children of Israel, it is the source of all creation. It is the source of all the wisdom in the world. I find this hard and difficult to understand that, you know, we have lost the discernment, that we have to show you more evidence and we have to prove it more. It's more difficult to prove you the truth, and it's easier to follow the lie. It's incredible. You know, it's very frustrating for me sometimes. Because, you know, I want to reveal these things to you. My desire is for you to see what I see in the Scripture, to understand what I understand in the Scriptures that I read. Because all I see is an everlasting Elohim. And all He wants to do is love you, take care of you, protect you, guard you, lead you, teach you, and show you His great work on the earth, so that you will be a testimony. Many people want a testimony. Oh, I want to be a testimony to the Lord. But you're always sick. How in the world can you be a testimony to the Creator that way? But you know, if I tell you that you have to eliminate sugars, you know, a soft drink has 12 tablespoons of sugar. Oh no, I can't get rid of my Coke. I can't, get rid of my Pepsi and some of that stuff. If I tell you that we have to try to stop, you know, to eat all the refined sugars and all the refined flours, you know, and the white bread. Oh no, I love my white bread. You know, we have Ezekiel bread. The Bible tells us about the bread of Ezekiel, which is low glycemic, which helps you. By the way, it's the only bread that I can eat that it doesn't mess up my stomach. You know, I mean, what else can we do? Don't believe me. Go look it up and allow the Father to change you, not only in the inside, but in the outside, so that then you begin to walk in the steps and in the statutes and in the judgments of the Creator, so that when you walk by the way, the world will say, what is that, your great nation? That God's Yahweh is so close to it. And what is your wisdom? Then you'll be able to tell them, ah, let me tell you about my King. My King has prescribed the perfect recipe and the remedy for sickness. He told us to dress in garments of righteousness. Not only are they righteous, but they're holy, and they have a special frequency that allows me to be in tune with Him and my cells of my body. I think that's a pretty good Elohim. You know, I like him. You know, and I'm making that transition myself. Is it easy for me? No, it's not easy for anybody. Again, I'm not asking you to switch everything and do it right now. I'm asking you to consider and begin to do those small changes, small steps that will lead you into that complete health in your life. You understand? Myself, I don't wear the linen garments all the time. I'm trying to find them. They're so expensive. And when you live in ministry and you live by faith, you got to be wise in how you spend your money. So therefore, you know, I want to do what is correct. But the system of the world is not allowing me to do it because how expensive it is. So you know what I do? Then I sleep on the linen garments. At least I sleep on them. So for 8 hours when I'm home, I'm able to be in better health. You see what I mean? So at least we find a way to do that. In my rest period, we're trying to use the garments that he said to use. Now, I want you to continue to come back because, you know, I want to show you why the priests were instructed to use linen, you know, as the main garment for the service in the temple. And we will study scientific evidence that proves that Yahweh is the true creator of heaven and earth. This is very important because then the next program is going to be all about scientific, you know, research that they've done to show you about the importance of and the frequency of linen and how it helps into your everyday life and how to keep you safe and whole. Remember, do not believe anything I say. Go verify everything I say. Yahweh bless you and keep you. And thank you for joining me. Shalom, shalom. Bye-bye.
Hello, thank you for joining me, and it's a pleasure to be a teacher here at GLC, and I personally want to thank Al and Tommy Cooper for the opportunity to give us a chance to teach Torah and to bring the Hebrew roots into your homes. If you want to get in touch with me, you can go to my website, www.wisdomintorah.com, or if you'd like to email me, you can email me at wisdomintorah@yahoo.com. Also, some of the other information will be there for you to enjoy, and PowerPoints and other things for you. Yahweh bless you and keep you. And remember, everything that I teach, everything that I share with you is in my heart so we can grow together, so we can learn together, so we can become spiritually mature for the coming of our Messiah. All I ask is that when you read something that I say, go back and verify everything I say. Do not believe anything that I said. Owe it to yourselves to only praise Him, to give Him the honor and the glory, because we are all servants of the Most High Elohim, Yahweh Tzevaot. Yahweh bless you and keep you.
This program was produced by and for God's Learning Channel. If you enjoy this program, we need your support to keep this program on GLC. Please make your checks out to God's Learning Channel, P.O. Box 61000, Midland, Texas 79711-1000. Please be sure to designate where your contribution is intended. It is very important to let GLC know which programs you enjoy and support.